welcome. We at Mount Zion's Mission Barbados Foursquare Church, with Senior Apostles Dr. Lucille and Chris Beard, invite you to tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory, to hear the powerful word of God that will transform and change your life. Remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive. Let's hear the word of God.
Good morning, listeners in Barbados and in the Eastern Caribbean and wherever this program is being heard. We're bringing blessings to you today again on this wonderful Friday morning. It's always an exciting time for us to share the word of God with you, to pray with you, and to let you know that Jesus is still in control of Barbados. With all of the darkness, the gross darkness that's happening around us, the Bible reminds us that the light of God will still come. And we must, as children of God, as a church of God, arise and shine, for our light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon us. Praise the name of God. We thank God that we are alive and privileged to be able to breathe this morning and to share again with you. Thank all of you who call, who's supporting this program and praying for us. We support you and what you're doing, and we ask you to continue to pray for us. We need your praise. Without prayer, we can't do anything. So thank you for your praise concerning this program and our lives and ministry in Jesus' name. We're going to ask Apostle Chris to pray for us at this time.
Father, what an honor it is to call upon your holy name. We're privileged to revere you, privileged to lift you up. The words say, when we lift you up, you'll draw all men. Father, I will give you the glory and the honor because you deserve it. When you speak, Lord, amazing things happen. And we need to have your voice always in our lives. When you speak, the whole trajectory of our lives change. The movement of the world changes, and we are guided to look to you, all hope, all have, all security, all everything. We give you glory, Lord. Be honored and be glorified as we share this program today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Apostle Chris. With me in the studio also is Reverend Gail Price and, of course, Elder Andrew Octave. We're really excited again because we promised that we will be sharing with you on the Spirit for Life. This was a teaching conducted by Professor Gary a couple of weeks ago here at Mount Zion's Missions to at least 34 students, leaders, and Bible school students. We felt blessed and empowered. We felt a fresh release. We felt energized. We felt empowered. We felt so excited knowing that we are living under the influence of the blessed Holy Spirit. Praise God. And when Professor shared, when he shared with us, he drew reference to the fact that, you know, when you say influence, you can think of a man who was under the influence of alcohol, how he walks around and stuff, and he doesn't have a clue what he's doing, sometimes where he's going, but he's still walking and stuff like that. And sometimes we have to be under the influence of the Holy Ghost like that. We don't know where we're going, but we're still being led by the Holy Spirit. And when we speak, our words must be influenced by the Holy Spirit. Our thoughts must be influenced by the Holy Spirit. Where we walk, how we walk, must be influenced by the Holy Spirit. In other words, everything we do and everything we say and every place we go must be influenced by the Holy Spirit. That's what it means to be living a Spirit-filled life. I can testify all morning about the things that happened when I walked in the Spirit. You know, and it's a significant advantage. In fact, there are significant advantages to walking in the Spirit, because when you are in the Spirit, He alerts you to danger. He alerts you to the darkness and calls you to avoid it. He alerts you to what's going to happen tomorrow. He speaks into your heart and guides and directs you. And I'm so amazed when I walk in the Spirit and He speaks and He says, put this here and put that there. The end result is so fabulous and marvelous and awesome. Praise the name of God. So we're going to continue again this week. And we shared so far on what it is to be walking in the Spirit. And we do reference to the fact that Jesus himself, all God, fully God, but fully man on the earth, walking in the Spirit. Praise God. He needed to have the Holy Spirit. When he walked into the temple and opened the Bible, there it was, Isaiah, he said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for he's anointed me to preach. He started his ministry full of the Holy Spirit. As soon as he was baptized at the age of 30, Praise God. And John the Baptist said, I don't want to baptize you. I'm not even worthy to unlatch your shoe. And Jesus said, suffer it to be so, because thus it will fulfill scripture. And so he did. And when he was baptized in the River Jordan, and he came up out of the waters, the Holy Ghost came upon him in the form of a dove. And the voice of God was heard saying, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. So he was endorsed.
Yes, that's so awesome.
By the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And he was endorsed by his Father. And I believe that same thing happens to us. When we follow the word of God, when we are called to ministry, when we are called and positioned, Holy Ghost, we cannot do it without the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
We should not attempt to do it without the Holy Spirit. We will fail again and again. And recently the Lord did a marvelous healing, powerful healing experience in my life. When doctors were wondering what to do next, right? When it seems as though I might have to have 1, 2, 3 surgeries to correct the error in my eye. Mm-hmm. And one doctor said, there's no way, you know, you can get this done without surgery. This has to be, surgery has to be done here, and surgery has to be done there, and surgery has to be done there. When she spoke to me and said to me that I was having this problem in my eye, it gave me the energy and the anointing to say, God will see me through this, because God said to us this year, good news. And I decided in my heart, I'm not receiving any bad news. And so I begin to in the spirit, mm-hmm. in the spirit, hallelujah, pray to God in the spirit. So in other words, I went through that transformation. I'm not going to walk in the flesh in this one. I'm going to walk in the spirit. And the Holy Ghost came upon me and we prayed. Bless God. And I thank God for my intercessors who joined Apostle Chris and myself. And we prayed. Warfare.
Yeah.
Bloodletting praise. Yeah. We're going after the enemy who wants to make you sick and bring all kinds of diseases against you. You got to take him out.
Battle
on. The Bible says when the kingdom suffers violence, take him back by force. Praise God. And the battle was on. And we prayed. I tell you, there wasn't an end of my home that I didn't pray inside and out. And when I was finished, 2 hours after, I laid my head on my pillow, and then God started to operate on my eye.
Amen.
He performed surgery. Praise Holy God. Ghost did that. Praise God.
Praise God.
And I just, you know, I just felt this thing moving in my eye. I went my wink, and then I wiped my eyes, and I threw the tissue away. When I got it the next morning, everything was perfect in my eye. God is good. I said, I'm not going to say anything until I see the doctor. He looks in the eye. When he looks in the eye, he just pulled back. He said, my goodness me. Everything that was there is just gone. It's perfect. I've had 3 doctors confirm. It's perfect.
Miracle.
Bless mm-hmm. God.
Miracle.
Hallelujah. That is what the Spirit does. That's the advantage of living a spirit-filled life. That's what you call transformation. From having a problem to having no problem. Because God Holy and His Holy Spirit will intercept, praise God, and bring the victory. Praise God. So Jesus, Isaiah 61, verse 1 to 3. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Reverend Gail, would you read that, please? Full of the Holy Spirit, he went up into the temple and he opened up the word and he began to read. And today it's for all of us, not just for Jesus, but for all of us. Isaiah.
Isaiah 61, and reading from verse 1, and the title says, the year of the Lord's favor. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord, for the display of his splendor.
Amazing.
Amen.
I enjoyed sharing that short word on Sunday.
Yeah, that was
after awesome. The Holy Ghost came in and prayed for the people for healing. What a wonderful, awesome move of the Holy Spirit demonstrated there on Sunday in our service. The Spirit of the Lord God wants to come upon us. It is God's desire that every child of God live a spirit-filled life. To live in the flesh is death. To live in the spirit is life. If you make decisions in the flesh, it's going to be chaotic. In fact, you can't please God if you walk in the flesh, because the flesh is at enmity with God. Because God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so you cannot try to commune with God and work with God and work for God and with God in the flesh, because God is spirit. And so it's important for us to recognize that Jesus had to have the spirit upon him. And he's God. Jesus, the Son of God incarnate, living a life of a man on the earth, had to have the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
So how can we then not be aware that, oh, it's important for us to live a spirit-filled life? Every morning we get up, we have to do our testing, do our checks, do your check. Check to see where you are. Am I in the flesh? Mm-hmm. Am I in the spirit? Am I going to walk in the flesh today? Am I going to walk in the spirit? Commit your life to God every day. Say, God, I refuse to walk in the flesh today. I refuse to speak in the flesh. I refuse to do anything at all in the flesh. Spirit-filled disciples know what the Spirit says is sinful and unhealthy, right? And what he defines as godly and healthy. So they know the clear path. You can't say, I don't know what's good and what's bad, or what's sin and what's righteous. The Holy Ghost guides you. He directs you and he tells you what to do, where to do, how to do it. Character is in part formed by what we hate, because we move to be different, from whatever that flesh is. We are now born again, born of the Spirit. And Jesus told the woman, told Nicodemus, unless you're born of the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. So we have to be born again. That rebirth is a spiritual rebirth.
Yes.
Praise God. So every child of God must be able to testify, I'm spirit-filled. I'm under the Spirit of God. Praise God. And we have to be able to say that every single day, so that our lives are completely transformed. What does transform mean? It's a thorough or dramatic change in form or appearance. It's when our functions are converted into another one function for the better. Praise God. So we are changed, not only just outside, but inside. When the Holy Ghost comes in, he comes in at the point of salvation, but he lives always in us. And ever so often, there's an infilling. He fills it up. Every day you have to eat every day, don't you?
Yeah.
We have to have breakfast, lunch.
Yeah.
And some people have meals in between.
Yes.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
In between. And so we must be greedy for the Holy Ghost. We must have some snacks in between with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. But just desire to have the Holy Spirit. To me, I would perish if I try to make it before the Holy Spirit. So when I reach a point in my life where I feel uncertain, I stop and I check. Lord, let your Holy Ghost guide me here. Let the Holy Ghost lead me here. We need to learn to depend on being spirit-filled and spirit-led every single day of our lives. I'm going to take a few moments and let the others share, but I want to just share also the empowerment. Those disciples and Jesus could not do any work without the Holy Ghost. And Jesus knew when the Holy Ghost came upon the disciples, that their lives would be revolutionized and transformed. That's why there was a smile on his face when he told them, tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued. Now, you and I would have been so mad at the disciples for deserting us and denying us because words. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to see the back of them. I want to see them. That's how we would have responded in the flesh. But Jesus knew that when the Holy Ghost came upon them, they would be transformed, because the Holy Ghost power is a transformational power. Praise God. And so he felt comfortable leaving such a big responsibility on the disciples who had left him, gone into hiding, denied him, said, I ain't not the man. I tell you, I ain't not the man. Bleep, bleep, bleep. He left the whole apparatus, the whole institution of the new church in the hand of these men who were into hiding, because he knew that when they become spirit-filled, my God, there will be something else in the earth. So, and we saw it manifested when he was passing the temple. Silver and gold we don't have, but we got something. We're spirit-filled. Yeah. We're walking in the Spirit. We're under the influence of the Holy Spirit, Reverend Gill.
Yes, God. Thank you, Apostle. And one of the things that I like is that if you're going to walk in the Spirit, you have to have that personal transformation. Mm-hmm. That means that you have to deal every single day. And as you said, Apostle, every single day on a daily basis, we have to deal with our heart issues. Mm-hmm. We have to check ourselves. We have to do a self audit.
Yeah.
So that when we step out and we go about our daily business, we are under the influence of the Holy Spirit. So that when things come against mm-hmm. us, we know how to stand, we know how to speak, and we know how to deal with it. One of the things that we need to do is always be present in His presence. And to have that transformation, that means that you have to have a keen ear to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to you at the moment. Mm-hmm. And it is important that we do that so that we will, because our lives are hidden in Christ.
Praise God.
We are dead in our trespasses and alive in Christ. Therefore, that means that there's nothing that should flare up.
Uh-huh.
And if we do it every single day, then you will see how close you walk with the Lord.
Yes,
and then from there, and I love what happened with Jesus. Jesus was going about his business
yeah.
until he got baptized. And from the baptism, the Holy Spirit came upon him
please.
And the Father endorsed him.
Yes.
We need to, when we have our personal transformation, we need now to know that we are empowered by the Holy Spirit.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. I love what Jesus said in Luke 19:13. He told the disciples, do business until I come.
Yes, praise God.
Hallelujah. Or in other translations, it says, occupy until I come.
Praise
How
God.
Are you going to occupy? The only way that you will occupy is if you're under the influence of the
yes.
Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Jesus,
unless
man.
You are in a position whereby you can say, I can do this because
yes.
God has empowered me. And that is what has happened from the beginning of the day of Pentecost until this time. So that is telling me that we walk under the authority of the Holy Spirit. And we should not shy away from whom God has called us to be in the name of Jesus. But we should walk accordingly because we are new creatures, new creation in the Lord. Full of the Holy Spirit and the power, bless God. So, and in his name, he said that the disciples will do all of those things. That is not just for back then, it is for now. That signs and wonders will accompany us
sure.
who believe. Do you believe today?
Yes.
Do you believe that you are empowered?
Yes,
do you believe that you are transformed? That's what God is calling for all believers
yes.
to be Spirit-filled and walk transformed and empowered by the power of the Holy Spirit.
You know what? Satan has robbed the church of her choice to walk in the Spirit by causing us to be in conflict with what the Spirit has said to us, what the Word of God has said. That we, could be a spirit means having a natural experience, but we spend so much on the physical, we forget that we're not just physical, we're body, soul, and spirit.
Yes.
So we go on as though we are physical beings, you know, and we want to set up shop. It's good to have a home and good to have a job and so on, but we're spiritual beings
yes.
having a natural experience, a physical experience. And when this body, we shed it in the grave, the Spirit mm-hmm. lives on.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. So all of our lives, we should be concentrated on the Spirit living under the influence of the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Our Spirit must be handed over every single day, because when we pass from this life, we go straight to be with Jesus.
And Apostle,
praise
every
God.
Single day we should be saying, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me.
Praise God. Inviting Him.
Inviting
Him.
Calling Him forth.
And cause our Spirit to come and take preeminence
yes.
over the flesh.
Yes.
But what we do, we get in the morning and we eat a big breakfast, eat a big lunch, go on the what you call it, you know, WhatsApp and Instagram, and feed our flesh.
Yes.
Feed our flesh. Let me see how many likes I have. Let me see who's sending messages. Feed the flesh. And the Holy Ghost is there waiting. Call on me now. I'm waiting. I want to touch you. I want to fill you. We've got to listen. We've got to repent.
Yes.
And get back to basic, because we need to have our spirit
yes.
alive, my God. Here we go. These two men of God, Elder Octave, please share.
Blessing, good morning, everyone. For what we've been sharing with you guys for the past few sessions, I have put it into three simple steps, which I employ and I am employing in my life. The first thing, as my apostle said when I wake up in the morning, is to I express my commitment to Jesus every day. Before my feet even touch the floor, I tell the Holy Spirit, guide me today. Let me stay on the narrow path that you have destined for me today. Because I know there's something out there that will come to offset me. The second step I do is to express my spirit of forgiveness. Last night I was listening to a movie, a nice movie, dealing with espionage, how people try to outwit each other. And out of the blue, somebody started using cuss words. And something inside of me said, it's a nice movie, but I can't go on. Because I felt as though I was offending the spirit that's inside of me. And so I turned off the movie and said, well, sorry, but I have to find something else different to watch. And even when I went to bed and woke up this morning, I said, Lord, I offended you yesterday. Mm-hmm. Let me shine brighter today than I did yesterday. Because I know I did something that offended you. Mm-hmm. And so let me be a light, not only to somebody, but especially for you. And the third thing I do is I acknowledge I weak. Mm-hmm. Many things come against me and I figure I got this. Because men think logically. We think we have everything covered. We do not.
Yes.
And the first thing I acknowledge, and the third thing so I acknowledge that, Lord, guide me.
Yes.
I rely on you for your guidance. Those three things, when put together, will allow the Holy Spirit to be at the center of your life.
Yes.
When you acknowledge him,
yes,
that you rely on him totally and solely,
yes,
you feed him with the opportunity and the desire to move in your life.
Yes,
out of that, I guarantee you, my brother and my sister, that you will have a life filled with the Spirit, that you will do amazing things,
Amen,
that even you yourself will be surprised.
Praise God. Praise God.
These are also words we're sharing today.
Praise God.
And I hope you, the listeners, you're hearing this very well. Because what is clear in our hearts is that we cannot do it on our own. What's clear in our hearts, no matter how skillful we think we are, no matter how intelligent we think we are, no matter how cool we are, we think we are, no matter how high we are in this society, we need the Lord Jesus Christ for that intervention. This is an area in our lives that can't be solved in the classroom. It has to be solved at the cross. Okay. Where we get on our knees and call upon the Lord,
Amen,
and ask him to come in,
yes,
and transform all this crap that we have in us.
Yes.
Now, constantly we have to yell, and by the way, let me warn you, because I go to church, that doesn't mean that the devil doesn't come at me. He comes after all of us. He wants to make sure he overthrow you. The higher you are, the bigger will be the fall.
Man.
So we have to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus.
Yeah.
Keep our eyes fixed on him. Keep your eyes on him.
Yes.
If we keep our eyes on him, a lot of things will come our way, but we'll see Jesus through it all.
Yes.
And he will navigate us through whatever we go, because we don't know where to go without him. We need his guidance, his power, his hand upon our lives. And ultimately, we need to submit to him.
Please.
I pray that we all submit to him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't put the noises out there, no matter what's being said to you. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. Hear his voice. He will speak to us, and he will always give you good advice. He always give you a destination. He always spread change in your life that will make you so much better and greater you ever have been. He wants that for you.
So we can say that, Reverend Gill, and others here, that the spirit for life is the best life.
Yes,
right. Yeah.
Why don't we practice that as a culture, as a norm? Or we just take it for granted, we can get up and just go and, you know, on our own and don't even stop to check in with God. Don't even invite the Holy Ghost into our homes. And I like what Elder Octave said. He was watching the movie,
mm-hmm,
and you got those filthy things coming out. That's offensive to the Holy Spirit. Yeah. If he had continued that in his home, where the Holy Ghost is in residence as a special guest, the Holy Ghost would leave because he's offended.
Yes,
right. And not only that, angels are in your home as well. The angels of the Lord encamp of round about us to deliver us.
And can't mean they can't book there.
Yeah.
They can't book outside your house. Yeah. I mean, when you and then watching the movies with all the filthy things in it, we would think the angels too. My God. So we have to check ourselves, right? We have to check ourselves. What we do in our homes entertains the Holy Ghost, entertains the angels, but most importantly, entertains God, entertains Jesus, our Savior and King. That we walk and talk and everything we do is in the Spirit to honor God. Reverend Gail.
Amen. Thank you so much. This is so exciting. I don't even know if we can have 4 sessions if it would be enough. But today we are giving much thanks and praise to God for our sponsors, Nature Isle Landscape. They are very professional at the work of landscaping and beautifying your homes and properties. Please give them a call and benefit from their services. Contact information 436-4753, 436-4753. And let us know also how this program has impacted you. You can contact us 422-2512 or 432-6479. We are located 4th Avenue, Brockdundo in St. James. And remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive.
Thank you so much, Reverend Gail. Today is a happy day for me. I feel how somehow people listened. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Ghost is speaking even now.
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Ghost is convicting.
Hallelujah.
And the Holy Ghost is challenging people's lives. If you're a leader, a pastor, a minister of some kind, and the Word of God touch you, I pray right now
mm-hmm.
that the Holy Ghost would shake from the very foundation of your life
mm-hmm.
and cause you to make a turn, recalibrate your life, place you on the path that you need to be on. To hear God, to know that God is real and to hear Him, and to have the Holy Ghost as your constant guide and companion. And that we will not walk in the flesh anymore, but you'll walk in the Spirit. Because there are significant advantages to walking in the Spirit and being under the influence of the Holy Spirit. So I pray today for the peace of God that comes with the Holy Spirit. I pray for the empowerment of the Holy Ghost that comes from the Holy Spirit. I pray for the transformation that comes from the Holy Spirit for all listeners that know the Lord, especially ministers of the Lord. You know, we've gone through a lot, and we're always at the forefront of the battle, and sometimes we feel tired. May the Holy Ghost now refreshen you.
Amen.
Fill you up, build you back up, and empower you again to go out on the battlefield as a winner in Jesus. So I bless you continually with the blessing of the Lord, and I say, continue to walk with God and be always daily under the powerful influence of the Holy Ghost, because there are significant advantages to being under the influence of the Holy Ghost. God bless you all. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you as you tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory on Life 97.5 FM.